and plunges into recession on the other had been noted by certain writers, the connection had been generally dismissed as little more than a curious coincidence. Mark, on the other hand, has shown how the two phenomena are connected. Not that tall skyscrapers cause the business cycle, of course, but rather that they embody numerous features of the boom period described by Austrian business cycle theory. Austrian business cycle theory, in turn, is probably the most important piece of economic information and understanding for Americans and indeed the world to understand right now. Again, I shall leave the full exposition to Mark. For now, what matters is that, according to economists of the Austrian school, the familiar pattern of economic boom and bust is not an inherent feature of the market economy, but instead the product of intervention into the economy by the monetary authority. When the central bank lowers interest rates below what they would have reached on the market, it sets in motion a series of responses by investors and consumers that will prove to be incompatible. The result is the recession, which is the economy's return to health. The economy's unsustainable configuration is unwound, and resources, including labour, are reallocated to lines of production that make sense in terms of resource availability and consumer preferences. In the pages that follow, Mark explains the theory, applies it to various historical and present cases, and rebuts the most common objections. In short, this collection serves the valuable purpose of defending the market economy against the conventional view that freedom has failed us and we need still more controls. We had plenty of rules and bureaucrats on the eve of the financial crisis. A lot of good that did us. Pretty much none of them saw any problems on the horizon, and the sheafs of rules and regulations were aimed in the wrong direction. While the private sector operated in the equivalent of a Kafka novel, the Federal Reserve was able to carry out its mischief unimpeded. Here's a crazy thought. Maybe this time we might consider a real free market, with sound money and market interest rates, and abolish the giant bubble machine once and for all. Read Mark Thornton and you'll entertain this and other forbidden thoughts. Thomas E. Woods, Jr., Harmony, Florida. Introduction. The skyscraper index expresses the strange relationship between the building of the world's tallest skyscraper and the onset of a major economic crisis. This relationship only came to light in 1999, when research analyst Andrew Lawrence published a report noting the odd connection between record-height buildings and noteworthy economic crises, that is, the skyscraper curse, a relationship that dated back nearly a century. Without a theory to support it, journalists largely dismissed Lawrence's report as the fun story of the day. However, from the vantage point of Austrian business cycle theory, or ABCT, Lawrence's report was important for understanding the business cycle, booms and busts. ABCT is the business cycle theory developed by the economists of the Austrian school during the early 20th century. In the 1860s, Austrian financial journalist Karl Menger, 1840-1921, began to ponder economic activity that he was reporting on in light of the economics of the classical school, that is, Adam Smith, 1723-90, David Ricardo, 1772-1823, John Stuart Mill, 1806-73, and so on. He found huge gaps in the explanation of many basic concepts, such as supply and demand. To close those gaps, he developed some fundamental elements of modern economics, such as marginal analysis and the rudiments of opportunity cost, marginal utility, and subjective value. His students at the University of Vienna learned from him and built on his insights. For example, Eugen von Bomberwerk, 1851-1914, who served as finance minister of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, built on Menger's work to show that production can